have your seat in God's presence. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I was telling Pastor D during the week that there's something, there was something very, very tangible, you know, about Wednesday service. I'd rather about Sunday, the last, our last Sunday service. It was such a very powerful service. Who remembers what the Lord taught us in the first service? Of the second one? Huh? Are you a prayerful woman? Huh? And we had the final for the women. We had the Jesus Girls meeting. And it was such a phenomenal gathering. How many of us were at the Jesus Girls meeting? How was it for you? Huh? You said what? It was good? Awesome. I have about two things to share. I believe we're going to have our, either you call it international or intercontinental, one of the names we use. Intercontinental Men's Gathering. Or should we use international? Who are we? Intercontinental Men's Gathering. Ahu. We'll try to have it before the end of the year. Amen. We need to. You know, I just want to attack some demons that have been. No. I'm talking about today's service now, not the men's conference. It's when I want the demons again. No, today's service. Some demons of discouragement have been released over the nation. So we need to look at it because some of us don't even understand spiritual warfare. So I need to, you know, we need to look at that. Then I would connect it to a particular scripture that I believe the Lord will have us look into. Praise God. Ask your neighbor, are you happy to be in church today? What did your neighbor say? Huh? What did your neighbor say? They're happy. Okay, ask the second neighbor, are you happy to be in church today? Find out. Ask the person, were you forced? If you were forced, raise your hand. You were forced. Rhoda was forced. Wow, Rhoda was forced to church. You were forced. Who forced you? He forced you. Wow. Awesome. And we love it that you allowed yourself to be forced. God bless you. You will be happy that you were forced to church. Amen. You know, one of the things we must learn is how not to think. One of the important lessons is how not to think. It is important to learn the art of not thinking. What the art of what? Not thinking. A lot of us have embraced, we have put thinking under an automated plane in our lives. So you think because there is something to think about. But as God's child, you must learn how not to think. There's a time not to think. You know, the preacher told us about there is time for everything. A time to speak, a time to be quiet, right? Now, I now add, there's also a time not to what? To think. Now, the Bible also told us, when you read scripture, the scripture tells us what not to think about, right? And it also tells us what to think about, right? Now, what if you haven't found what to think about? Because you say, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are true, just, pure, good, lovely, and all of that. He says, think on those things. What if you experience a situation in your life that has none of this? Then you must take a pause on thinking. Because those issues that happen comes with his own options of what to think. Am I not correct? And then sometimes if you haven't yet known what to think about, you can take a pause and not to think. You see, when Moses was at the Red Sea and his people, the children of Israel, began to castigate him and we say, you should have left us in Egypt. You know what he said? What did he say? What was Moses' response? Be still. You see? Now, why did they speak to Moses the way they did? Because they thought, right? They saw Red Sea before them. And they could hear the chariots of Egypt behind them. So, automatically, thoughts have been saved. Am I not correct? Thoughts have been saved automatically. Thoughts of death. Thoughts of destruction. And Moses said to them, do not be afraid. Stand still. And so there's a time to be still. A lot of us haven't appreciated that sometimes in life, there's a time to be what? To be still. You see? You don't have to receive or participate in all the thoughts that have saved you. You see? And it's okay not to yet know what to think. And if you see, the challenge is a lot of people don't feel comfortable when they don't yet know what to think. So whatever available thought, they grab it. You see, there is something about the fallen man and his hatred for quiet. Quiet makes the fallen man very, very, very uncomfortable. It's one of the symptoms of the fall. We are afraid of silence. Every sinner will tell you, a sinner is afraid of silence. That's the reason why the club is the way it is. The reason why some people have to go to club every day is because they can't afford to stay alone. Because that silence torments. You see? Torments. So a lot of us are used to always thinking. And whenever you are not thinking, you embrace, whenever you don't know what to think, you feel there's a problem. But you see, you can be still. Now you see, when Moses told them to be still, it wasn't like he had a solution. He was telling them to be still because he at that time also was still. Eh? And he now, which for the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry? So all those things he said to them was different from what he said to God. Why do you cry? So after saying all those things to those people, Uluwa, and he cried to God. If you always think whatever thoughts are available, you are on a journey of being demon possessed. Yeah. Listen, one of the core signs of demonic possession is riotous thinking. And anyhow, you how to know that a demon is close to you is when you are thinking a lot of things. Do you know worry is not a there are different types of equation. There's simultaneous equation. All right? Which other equation again? Quadratic equation. What's the idea of simultaneous equation? Huh? Two equations at the same time. What's the other equation? Quadratic. How many is quadratic? Four. Which other one do we have? Linear. Huh? Yeah, and you know they'll tell you to solve this quadratic equation. Solve this. So it means that the equation is a problem. You see, that you want to solve. So you see, anytime you have linear equation in your brain, if it's a problem, it's demonic. So whenever you have too many. And that's why worry is usually linear is how many? One. Quadratic is four. Which one is more than four? What do they call it? Eh? Wait, now let the people who went to school. We didn't know you didn't go to school. Now you are exposing yourself. Which one? Cubic. You disagree with her. It's not more than quadrat. Eh? Polynomial. All of them are other. All of them are other polynomial. You are fresh. Come and tell us. Come, can we clap our hands together for her? You just graduated last 2 weeks. Tell us about equations.
Different types of equations.
Yeah.
And polynomial equations are equations that are more than one. Like linear is that the power of what you're solving is just one.
Yeah.
And like if it's already more than one, they're classified under polynomials.
Yeah.
So you have quadratic, cubic, and anything more than two.
Yeah, there's, yes.
There's cubic, there's four, anything to the power of four, five, like depending on what you're solving.
But what do you call the other ones?
What they're all classified under polynomials.
They are all called polynomials. Okay. All right. Praise God. So you see, have you noticed that when you are worrying, it's a polymonial. Poly what? No. Nomia. It's a polynomia. Have you noticed? Worry is not straight line. Yeah. When you are worried, you know, you can be worried, and even though you are a doctor, if worry hits you, you can think about, what if I start frying fish? I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So if I fry fish. There's going to be strange thoughts and ideas. Some of the ideas will be great in the morning. You see, when you visit it in the afternoon, you'll find out that, I was just stupid. And the one you were thinking is wise in the afternoon will be foolish in the night. You see, because you think you have to think. We always think we have to think. And we usually cannot cope whenever we don't have an answer. But what that does to us is that it opens us up to demons. So it is very important that we retrain ourselves. Demonic possession is evidenced by riotous thoughts. Or let me not use demonic possession. Let me use demonic activity. Right? Is evidenced by what? Riotous thoughts. That's one of the signs that the demon has taken somebody is strange words. The first word does not connect with the second. But when you look at the seriousness of his face, you see, he's serious. He's thinking about what he's saying. Yeah. But he's thinking about many things at the same time. That's why he's demon possessed. Do you understand this? So it's okay not to think for a period, because you don't know what to think. You must understand that you should be responsible enough not to think anyhow. You should respect your vessel so much that I'm not going to think anyhow. In the book of, I think, 1 Samuel, either 30 or 31, First or Second Samuel, when Ziklag was invaded, you see, and the people took all the possession of David's boys and David, and even took their wives and their children, you see, they began to express serious, they were willing in such a very serious way that after a while, they were about to stone their master. Do you understand? Now, if that's not demonic, what was that? You don't get it. How did Dave now feel like stoning their best? Is it not unnatural? It's unnatural. Like their Oga, their general, they thought it to a point where the action that they felt was now the right action. Let's start from verse 1. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag, and burned it with fire. You see? And had taken captive the women and those who were there. From small to great, they did not kill anyone but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up, do you understand, their voices and what? And wept. You see, so it didn't start with weeping. You see, they first lifted the voice, then after a while, well, like, it was that was exactly what, you know, that's a serious kind of, you know, men, warriors. Yeah. You see, and they did that until they had no more power to weep. So they finished all the strength inside them, you see. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now, David was greatly distressed, you see, for the people spoke of stoning him. Can you see that? Your thoughts will eventually affect your speech. Your speech. You see? And this speech is a demonic speech. If you think wrong, you will speak wrong. Now, there are a lot of things happening in the nation. A lot of you are thinking, and then you started speaking. You see? And you need to appreciate that you were made in the image and the likeness of God. Meaning that in Genesis chapter 1, when God saw darkness, what did God say? How are going to see now? How are going to work now? Everywhere don't formless. How I want to move? What did God say? Let there be light. What happened? And there was light. So you see, your speaking is not just a description of what's going on, you see, but it is the creation of what shall now happen. A lot of us assume that when you speak, you are just describing what's going on. But you are not only describing what's going on, you are also creating what will happen. Because we are gods. Jesus said we are gods. Sam said it, and Jesus quoted that, "Did David not say that ye are gods?" So it's not the first time that there's crisis on earth. The Bible started with a crisis on earth. And the crisis on earth, we saw how God responded to the crisis. And we saw the end of it. Now, that should be a lesson on how we should respond to crisis. The earth was void without form. And God said what? Let there be light. So what are you speaking? Are you speaking the formlessness? Are you speaking the darkness? Or you are introducing the light? So, you're already creating your tomorrow by what you are saying. And what you are saying is followed by what you are thinking. So, is it not better not to even think at all? Till you are able to find out what to think about. Yeah. Listen, If you can control what comes out of your mouth, then you can control what goes on in your mind. You can. You can. It's okay not to know. Right?
Yes, sir.
You see? You see? The ease with which we say things and give opinions that are not inspired by our spirit is proof of our distance from God. The ease with which we just carelessly say what we didn't receive from God. You know, people just speak based on. And so, a lot of people have opinions on everything. Like, how do you have an opinion on everything? It's okay not to have an opinion yet. And in fact, not to have an opinion forever on a matter. Am I speaking here?
Yes,
so now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because the soul of the people was grieved. Why is the soul grieved? Because of the thoughts that has what? That has ravaged the soul. Thoughts. Every man for his son and his daughters, but what did David do? David, what did what? Strengthened himself. Do you know what it means to strengthen yourself? He didn't have an answer, but he decided to stand in God. That is not thinking, actually. What you saw here is what? Not thinking. It's just saying, I'm a child of God, I'm a man of God. And then he strengthened himself in his God identity. Why is he saying that David retained? He said he strengthened himself in the Lord. It means he retained his God identity. Regardless of whatever is going on, you must do what? Retain your God identity and enter into it. Because a lot of you are using your words and your thoughts to invite demons into your life you without even knowing. And you are losing spiritual battles already. Because you are careless in thoughts and careless in speech. And say, Nigeria is finished. Now that's the Nigeria that you don't yet have a visa that you use to exit it. Your passport doesn't have a visa on it. And the nation you are in is finished. So in the courts of heaven, your words, the Bible talks about we are snared by our own words. Yeah. Yeah. Your word is evidence in the courts of heaven. It's like, hey, they bring it. They bring your words and say, in court of solely. This is what he said. He said that Nigeria is finished. So the finished part of the nation, you see, it's your right. Yeah. Because you said it's finished. You said the nation is finished and you must see it finish. Yeah. Say Nigeria is finished. This Nigeria is finished. This nation is a useless nation. All right. Your nation is a useless nation. So you have to deal with the uselessness of the nation and enjoy the uselessness of the nation. Whereas somebody is saying that, Father, I know that if I'm willing and obedient, I'll eat the good. That means that land, if somebody can confess eating good, it means that there is bad in that particular land. But yeah, I eat together. I mean, in the same land, one will eat good, another will eat bad. Even this old earth, the Bible tells us that whenever the angels look at it, the only thing they say about this earth is that the earth is full of God's glory. That's what the angels say. That's what they have chosen to see. And that's what they have chosen to speak. That's what the angels say. So whenever the angels come, they are not held by traffic. They operate in the glory. They move in glory because that's their confession about the earth. You see, friends, you see, don't Don't ridicule yourself. You are a God. Stop talking like dead men. Stop talking like dead men. You are a God. Your life is going in the direction of your words. This country is useless. There's nothing good in this country. And that's why you have not been seeing good. Are you telling me that with what is happening in Nigeria, this particular year is not going to be the best year for millions of people? There are millions of people who all they can remember is Kai 2023. Kai. I can't forget that year. I don't know a lot of people that will say that.
Yes.
Hey. Huh? This is the year some people are going to build their houses and going to be. Yeah. In the same useless country. You see, that you said useless. Somebody will never forget the country. Somebody will not forget it. That same country that you see is useless. You see? So you have to be very, very careful with your words because you are God. Now, when you check places where curses flow, and you look at it, when you go to the park, for example, where curses flow, what is the condition of the life of the person cursing and the person cursed? You check their lives. They look like what they are saying. I say, oh, they need show it. By the time you check that person saying that, you find that and the person returning is, you see, it's a community of people who did not show it. Yeah, it's always like that. It's always like that. The women who say they are no men, they are the ones who don't have men. They say there are no good men in this country, Nigeria. When you say all the men are useless, that will be the ones that will be coming your way are the useless ones. To prove to you that you are a God, that what you are saying is true. Yeah. What have you been hearing me saying? I will change the world. Is that what I've been saying? I've been saying I will change the world. I've been telling you how it will be. That's what you will hear in my mouth always. And as we are saying it is happening. It's happening. On Sunday, I went outside and I saw how packed even the tent outside is. I said, wow, we are really, really growing. Why? Because we are speaking it. And we are thinking it. We are lost in it. We can't believe otherwise. We are unaware that ministry is tough. When you meet some pastors, all they talk about is how tough. You need to meet pastors. Ministry. They're trying you. And then they keep encouraging themselves in how tough it is. And I keep telling them, where do you people see the kind of people you are talking about? The kind of people me I have are not like that. Yeah. You have to be careful of the words that you say. But it starts from your thoughts. Don't think a thought because the thought is available. Because when you go to the restaurant, you don't eat everything that is available. Yeah. Sometimes they try to convince you. You say, no, I don't. Yeah. When you go to a boutique, sometimes the Igbo man will tell you this. You say, I don't. Or some tailors will sew for you and they will force you that. I said, I fit you now.
Say, no, be waiting. I show you like that. If it, have you said also? You say so black, they will so blue. I said, I just bought blue. I just said blue will work. Ah. You show them the material you want, they do something else. Or you say three quarter, they say, I know make them three quarter. I say, why? I say, no, this one fine. How many of you have met those kind of strange tailors? Very strange. For me, it's the confidence. For me, it's the... Like, they don't even stay on it as though it's an issue. They are talking about other things. You are the one bringing them back to... but this is not... No, I'll find out. So... now, if we can choose in the restaurant food that goes in us and comes out, what about thoughts that create our future? Now, we have to be more choosy. Huh? Yes, you have to be what? More choosy. Yeah. You have to be more choosy on what you choose to think about. You have to be extremely choosy. That's why I prefer YouTube to CNN or Al Jazeera. Because with YouTube, I choose what's going on. Yeah. Do you know there can be something going on in the country and something else can go on? It's the same, it's television, it's the same television. But in my own television, what is going on is a powerful conference. Yeah. I'm right now, today is a there's a conference. Yeah. Before coming here, I took some time to watch prosperity via building. I wanted to learn how to be prosperous. And so the preacher was preaching on prosperity via building. But I know that whilst I'm watching that, there's a lot of bad things going on. But I'm receiving tools of prosperity. At the same time, you see, when another one is thinking about how it will link, is already complaining about the new transport fare, you see, to Oshodi. And then he's already cursing everybody and cursing, you see, Tinubu. I'm energized. You see, my faith is being built. And I'm edified. And I'm beginning to speak about what I will do. You know, everything that we've been doing, I said it. Do you know I've been saying it?
Yes.
I said this one will be Teens Church.
Yes.
I've been saying everything. Let me tell you another one. Let me tell you one. This is a new one. You want to hear a new one? Let me tell you a new one. You see, there's going to be like a tent, but it's going to be very, you know, those tents that these people used, them D.L. Moody kind of tent. Yeah, it's going to be a modernized tent. Of course, I can take ACs, but it's going to be a tent because it's not, the church is not church to come and go. It's tarrying church. And then you plan to fall under the power. Do you understand? So there has to be space and you want to tongue. You know, so it's not a place to sit like that. It's that about the enter Okomogo to war or to agbalata gbaraluwa wanbe. Do you understand? So that's how it will be. Then listen, then in the same place, there's going to be some structures that are for like a hotel. It's for retreats. Yeah, with a lot of rooms. You understand? So that when we want to do, most of the meetings will be camp meetings. Do you understand? 14 days, 15 days. So, Agbayara. Agbayara. When you see, that's what we're going to build. Yeah, what we're going to build. After a while, I will tell you the time. You understand? I'll tell you the time. When they tell me the time, I'll come, I will stand like this. I'll tell you the time. But I know what we're going to build. You see? Why? Because that's what I'm fellowshipping with. I'm deciding what to think. I'm not thinking about the consequences of the rise of dollar. The only thing I know about the rise in dollar is that
if you can increase my dollars, it will not really affect me much. I know that with increase, I can solve problems. That if they increase the inflation, let them increase my allocation. Then I will win the inflation. Do you understand? Then we will now help the masses. Do you understand? Who are handicapped by the effect of the inflation. You understand? We will help the masses. You see? But we will not be part of the masses. Yeah, why? Because we are riding on the wings of the Spirit. Yeah. So you see, in this, what if they say it's an economic crisis, it won't be true in our space. You see, because there can be Goshen in Egypt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you have to police your mind. You see, you guard it. The Bible tells us to guard our hearts. And it says you have to do it with what?
All diligence.
It says because out of it are the issues of life. So the heart produces, your heart will produce your life. Your heart and your mind is producing your life. So you see, where you are right now is where you have been thinking you will be. You see, you're actually experiencing your most believed thought. I'm not talking desire. I'm talking thoughts. You can desire greatness. It doesn't mean you are thinking greatness. Do you understand that? I received what looks like is not a bad news from one of my, someone that I know. I didn't have the ability to feel bad for the person. I don't know why. I just didn't have the ability. And I asked the person, as the Lord asked us to weep. To weep on this matter. For example, let's say they sack you from the office now. What are the thoughts that come to your mind when they sack you from the office? Suffering. Like immediately you get it. You say, wow. I say, eh? So nothing this month. You're going to think quite a lot of things. But you see, those thoughts, it's not the Lord that told you. It's the incident that ministered to you the consequences of that incident. You see? But you need to not take it when it's serving you. You see? And if you don't know what will happen, you can stop thinking. Then you will now do like David. You see, David strengthened himself in the Lord. That means I'm not going to take in what has happened. I will stay in God. I don't know. I don't have a solution. Listen, that you don't have a solution doesn't mean you had finished. You understand? You don't have a solution doesn't mean that you are finished. And many times when you think you have a solution, it doesn't mean it will work. Don't you think I'm telling the truth? Am I telling you the truth? You see, so now David, you see, was strengthening himself in the Lord, his God. That's a lot to unpack there, but let's wait. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, please bring the effort here to me. And Abiathar brought the effort to David. Why? David now wants to get what to think. So he needs the effort to enter God's presence so that God can inform his heart. You see, because everything has happened
Now, what should I think? What's my posture? But he was not going to use the incident to get posture. He was going to use the effort to get posture.
Yeah.
Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
He was going to use the effort to get posture. So our postures and our position should not be inspired by circumstance. It should be inspired by the effort. You see, the effort was the garment that spiritualized the priest. When the priest wears the garment, it turns from a natural person to a spiritual man. And then he can network the realms of the spirit. Now, because technology has advanced, you see, we don't need an effort. Because God has advanced the technology. The effort is now the spirit within. So you don't need to go and look for your prayer shawl. What you guys call it? You see, the effort is now, you know, a technology. God converted the effort from cloth to spirit and introduced it inside so that effort cannot lose. Yeah. Because if Abiathar had said, I know we'll give you. It's a trouble. But right now, the effort now is movable effort.
Yeah.
It's inside of where you are, effort is there. So I won't allow circumstance to tell me what's going on. Only the Lord can tell me what's going on. You see, when you read the book of Job, it was only God and Satan that knew why Job was going through what Job was going through. The friends of Job began to analyze from the incident. And by the time they were done speaking, you see, when God now appeared, God said, Job need to pray for them because they are finished. And they were sounding like wise men, whereas they were putting their lives in danger. And they were just speaking. The thing was sweet in their mouth. And they were not making any spiritual sense because they were judging what was happening based on what was happening. And only God can tell you what is happening. What is happening cannot tell you what is happening. And so, and Abiathar brought the effort to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? You see, this is beautiful. This is so beautiful. You see, because before this verse, he strengthened himself in the Lord. You see, that is to say, he took his God posture. Immediately you take your God posture, your options will be streamlined. Now, the others started from screaming, weeping. They were terrorized in their thoughts and they ended in stoning. None of them had a thought on pursuing or overtaking. Those two possibilities, are you together with me, was not in their soul. But the man that strengthened himself, he started with weeping, but immediately he crossed into strengthening himself. He left negative thoughts and left and left and left till he entered possibility. And then he said there are two options. God, but it was still not clear. Should I pursue? Will I overtake? It means that just by strengthening yourself in the Lord, your head will be correcting itself. Just by doing that. You might not know exactly what you will do, but just by staying in God. Yeah. I was advising one woman some months ago. I said, do nothing. So on this matter, you can choose not to do nothing. It's not everything you must answer immediately. Just by strengthening himself in the Lord, he already had very beautiful prayer point. You see, his mind is already in alignment. Before he even took the effort, he was already close because he chose not to be inspired by what he's going through. You see, are you seeing this? Can you see what I'm talking about? So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And the Lord answered him, "You are correct." So the soul had become so right that his thoughts was also God's thoughts. He just needed to be sure. From fear, from a lot of negative stuff, the thing had, from being clumsy, the network had been sharp. He just said, okay, God just confirmed this thing. And God said, you are correct, pursue. For you shall surely. You see, so God introduced surely to the overtaking. That's not the gift of faith.
I don't know.
This is why we retreat. These are the reasons why you go to camp, so that they can mark surely on that thing you want to do. You know it's the Lord, but you are still not very confident. You go and do 7 days and inquire, is this it? They will not mark surely on it. Bah! He said, you shall surely overtake them. You see, and without fail, you see, you recover all. So it means that there is a supernatural grace of God over everything that was taken. You see, you don't understand the point. Because if they have to recover all, it means nothing must die in the hands of those people. So it means there's are you together with me? Oh, it means that for some reason, their enemies who took them will just be suddenly kind. Nah, they won't know it's an angel. Just they took them, they burned their city, but they'll just be kind because they have to recover all. If they took 200 children, 200 wives, it has to be complete. It means that there's a register. Everybody's name that was gone was there. And when David comes back, the thing will be complete. Very specific. He didn't just say you'll be victorious. He says you are going to recover all. That's how God is specific with the details of your life. It says, it's going without fail. No matter what they used to run, no matter whether they use chariots, whether they use, it's going to be without fail. And I tell you, friends, these things are real. I've had experiences like this several times. I tell you, where God tells me how a matter will end. And it gives me the details. Yeah. Let's read. So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. You see, he could only recover like 400. The remaining 200, you know, they couldn't go on that journey. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David, and they gave him bread, and they just take me to where he pursued so that we can move on if we have time. Take me to where he pursued them, overtook them, and got everything. Are you blessed tonight? You are going to recover all. So David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except for 400 men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all. The Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, not one. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything. So even if you took a pin, maybe you went to a house, there was a tailor there, and when you took the machine, you see a pin, all the pins were, you know what I mean? Nothing, it was that intact. Now this possibility happened because one man decided to strengthen himself and to inquire. So it means that they could have lost all of these, not because God willed. Not all losses are God willed losses. So it was because you chose to inquire of the Lord, you chose to strengthen yourself, and you cried all night, and you ended up your life crying. You see. They got everything back. Are you blessed tonight?
Yes.
All right. Let me show you one scripture. What a beautiful scripture in the book of Proverbs chapter 19. You know, the most negative word that you ever hear me say, and I repent of whenever I say it, is that I'm tired. That's the peak. Yeah, I can't say more than I'm tired. Can't remember ever saying anything more than I'm tired. And when I say I'm tired, it's a bad thing. I don't like saying it. And immediately I say it, I repent. Because I understand words. I'm not casual. I'm not frivolous. You shouldn't be also. Some of you even do it joking. I'm dead. See how easy you die. Why would you be like that? There's a love. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something serious. Even if you stop saying it, something is still wrong. I'm not just telling you to stop saying it. I want you to know why, who you are, so that you stop speaking anyhow. I'm dead. I'm finished. Why are you thinking like that? Why are you thinking like that? Why? What happened? Why are you thinking like that? Why are you not the savior? Why are you not the redeemer? Why are you so... Who are you? Why don't you know who you are? Are we together here? You see, so you don't talk. Imagine if God speaks anyhow. Imagine you have a vision, you just met the Lord. That's it. Man, as things they go, I don't know. Whether Jesus himself go return, I'm not even sure again like this. Whether the trumpets, whether the thing go walk, I don't tire. Or you go on a retreat and God visits you and say, Kai, the way Satan wants to deal with you. Did you hear me? You have to brace up. Will you see some that kind of? Will you see some that kind of God? Or you don't break into a vision and you just see God worried. You just see God and Jesus pacing. If God is not like that, you will never be like that. You must have a God complex. You see? Sometimes you keep quiet because you haven't got anything from God. You see, you haven't yet been inspired. Sometimes when people even pray for me to just... Because some people will tell you to pray for you and they'll tell you the prayer, what will happen. Sometimes I wait. If they have the faith, I release it. I ride on their faith. That one is another matter. But other times I wait and find out what I should say. Yeah. Sometimes I pray later. Sometimes I tell people to wait. I'll pray.
one of my friends, he's not in Nigeria, sent me some stuffs, some of their projects they want to do, and sent me pictures. And then he said, what do you think, please? And I said, wow, this is beautiful and awesome. But when the Lord tells me anything, I'll get back to you. Yeah. I didn't just speak based on how beautiful it is and just say something casual. And it boils down to a lot of things. A lot of us are very casual with our words. Like, our words don't mean much to us. Yeah. Like, our words, some of you are packing your bag, like you are packing. And what you are saying is, I can never leave you. And you are currently packing your bag. Yeah, the words are very, you get the point. You see, some people, can I talk to you? One of the ways they express happiness is by showing commitment. Like when they are happy. Like when they say, you are my guy for life. It's just one of the ways of expressing a current happiness. It's just one of their happy language. You understand? At that moment, they are happy. You understand? It's not like they mean it. It's just they're just happy for now. Yeah. Okay, my guy for life. You be my guy for life. He's currently happy. And that's one of the ways he laughs. When he laughs, he says nice things. And he says things that look like covenant. But it's because it's how he laughs. You see, that's not God-like. You see, what makes God God is his word. That's the core character of God. And the core character of Satan is also how untrue his word are. And that's why he's called the father of liars. Like you can't beat him in lying. He gave birth to every liar. Like when he says something, he doesn't mean it. So what makes God God is that he tells. I'm not sure some of you even when we're doing a manual, and they send the manual to me for some of our stuffs, and I saw something I had said that was going to be in the manual. I told Pastor Idi, this stuff, you need to go and verify it. I know I said it, but you need to verify it because there are different opinions to it. You see? And then she went to verify and found that, Pastor, you are correct. There are different opinions. So I said, take it away. You see? Because when you are coming into godliness, you don't want your words not to be true. Even when you are preaching, even when you are speaking, you want to make sure that everything you are saying is accurate. And when it's not accurate, you put a caveat that I'm paraphrasing. You say things like I'm paraphrasing. Stop saying you can't be powerful and you always say wrong things. That's anti-God. You get, I don't allow it. I don't allow people who work with me to say what is not. A lot of us are used to saying, so far it's close to it. Olononye. So, you know, so the guy said he will slap me. Did he say he will slap you? He said he will punch you. You understand? But if you say, there's one you chose to say. You know, have you met people who said something? And then when they said something, you went to confront the other party. And then the thing is not adding up. And then you ask this person, but it is what you told me. He said, no be say. No, that's not powerful. I'm telling you, as simple as what I'm saying this to you, this is the secret of power. It says, let your yea be yea and your nay be. You see, this is why Jesus doesn't permit us to swear. Because he expects that you don't need to invoke something else for your word to be true. You should be the God.
That you don't need a God to now prove. You should be enough proof that you said it should be that it's true. Are we together here?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about thinking and speaking and all those kind of stuff. So please, I believe that we're never going to say a negative thing about this nation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we are not going to release a negative confession about your life.
Yes.
You understand? Your businesses are going to thrive. Yeah. Yes, now. Am I not... Your business is not shutting down. Huh? Because you are going to find out a divine strategy. God, you will strengthen yourself in the Lord. You wear your ephod. And when you wear your ephod, which is already inside you, God will tell you what next to do. Imagine when they went to Jesus and they told him, wine has finished. Say, ah! Ah! Or when Peter went to meet him and said that they've asked for title, we don't know how to pay title. See, every of those miracles, before the miraculous instruction, there was first a strengthening in the Lord. First. Immediately you step into worry, you will not hear from God. You will not hear from God. If you go that road, you are going to fellowship with demons. If you go that road. That road, and Satan is a bad Satan. He will tell you several things. If you want your mind to be messed up, try Satan. It will mess you up. It will mess you up. It will mess you up that it can run. Satan can run you mental. Yeah. Satan will run you mental. With thinking. Huh. It will run you. You know, many people Satan has killed through death. Have you seen people who have gone to the hospital and all the doctor told them is, what are you thinking about? Like they checked everything. They checked your problem. They checked everything and like you're about dying and they didn't say there are calories there. They just said the way you are dying, you see, internally, you are just dying. Just by being alone, like you are kind of become a threat to your own existence without a gun. Like just being like, if we just leave you alone, you have already perfected the art of killing yourself. Wow. Just being alone, you know how to kill yourself. Like if you just sit down, if you are meant to be 70 years old, you know, like if they give you 10 minutes, you will reduce one. You have turned to 69. If they give you another 20 minutes, you have turned to 68. You see? And then all your heart and kidney are receiving information from your mind. You see? If those doing 100 ways to die, if they have access to your heart, they will change you to 1,000 ways. You see? Because of how you are thinking, like you have become a very convenient place for bees. Like demons, bees like to be around you because you are inspiring. Yeah. Yeah. Because when you just say that, the way you concoct poverty, the way you see the future, the way you just see your children on the road, you just see them. Like you see all your children begging. You see your husband perfectly useless. You see him in the fullness of uselessness. You can picture everything. You see yourself under the bridge. I say, wow. And sometimes you cry again. Then a demon will hug you and say, my big pele, pele life. You understand? You see yourself, you're already 70 years old, still doing midnight call. Nobody has married you. You have all, you can imagine all those things. you just imagine those things alone. Just alone, you have become a threat to yourself. Like Satan will tell assassins not to get to you because it's a waste of bullets. Like as you are right now, you are killing yourself. Now you know what I'm saying is true.
Yes,
yeah. I've seen it. You just paid your rent. You just paid it. But you've already not paid the next one. You just paid this one, but you've already not paid the next one. And you just see the landlord has chased you out. You can see it. You saw how he came. Yeah. Yeah. So that even in your dreams, it begins to appear in your dreams. You begin to have bad dreams. Then after a while, you begin to have what you call anxiety attacks. Panic attacks. You are just alone. You just... Then after a while, your skin will respond. Yeah, your skin will respond. You become ugly. Your skin. Because the demons are now shooting from inside. They are now appearing on your skin. Yeah. Someone just asking, when are you going to celebrate your 45th birthday? They're like, no, I'm still 32. Say, oh, maybe no. You know, right? Because, yeah, it will show. Then you are no more enthusiastic about bathing. Yeah. And then you don't even want to dress fine again. You don't feel like dressing fine. Yeah. When you notice that you've lost, you don't like to dress well again. It's a serious issue. You don't want to dress well. Everything works. You wore the clothes for 3 days. You still want to wear it. Yeah, you just want to wear it. You don't want stress. It's the demons that are taking over. And they came through thoughts. But when the glory hits you, you like the shower. Just want to shower. Yeah, you want to shower. You want to dress well. You want to look at yourself in the mirror. You want to feel yourself. Yeah. Yeah. You just want to dress. You want to go out. You want to scream. You see, when pastor says, shout hallelujah, you are the first to shout. Yeah. Yeah. You are the first. Yeah. But if you are not thinking right, you'll be tired of everything. Everything looks like, everything now looks, what was powerful now looks monotonous to you. You lose your enthusiasm. You understand? It just becomes monotonous. You just say, Atu Pariwo, Atu Shaking. The drums is loud. You just say, Kotele. You just lose all of that. You see, because you have followed devils. You followed devils and it was in your mind. You see. But that's not the plan of God for your life. You need to strengthen yourself in the Lord. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right now. Everything. Who knows that song? You know the song? It's an old song now. You know the song? Who knows it? Yeah, come and sing it for me. Give him the microphone. You don't know it, I came outside. And you are tall. I'm telling you, I'm proud of you.
Every little thing is gonna be alright. Say, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Hold you at the face, don't worry about a thing. Because I know that every little thing. It's gonna be alright. Say, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright now. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Well, who knows the full song now? Who knows? Have you? Hey, great, come and sing it. Well, look up, don't go. Is the mic on? Where's the other mic? Bring the mic.
It's gonna be alright.
All right, come start again.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's gonna be alright. Oh, don't worry about a thing. Smile with the rising sun. Three little bears beat by the doorstep, singing the sweet song of melodies pure and true. Saying this is my since we used. Oh, don't worry. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright now. Everything's gonna be.
What you say?
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. You say everything's gonna be alright now. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be.
Get on your feet.
Everything's gonna be. Hallelujah. Tell someone, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right.
What happened to your mics? All your mics were out. Huh? But we do not worry. So make sure you say the right things. Make sure you think the right things. Finally, make sure you give an helping hand to a brother and to a sister. Make sure whenever your brother comes around, your sister comes around, if there's anything they need and you have to share, make sure you share. When anybody comes to your house, if you have food, make sure you ask them if they want to eat. Make sure you give them food. If you have a cloth, let God inspire you that this cloth will fit this person. And share. An encouraging word. Share. Right? An opportunity. What do you do?
Share.
Because we're a kingdom. And we are nothing but family. And this is heaven's family. And in heaven, there is no economic crisis in heaven. There's no economic issue in heaven. Heaven is not concerned about dollar, pounds, all of that. Because we operate the riches that's in glory. And the Lord shall meet and supply all your needs. And it's according to his riches. He didn't tell us according to Nigerian economy. He didn't tell us according to floor price. How are your needs met? So don't worry. Have a great rest. God bless you.